Blog Talk Radio.
Church, we are the church together. Amen. Welcome, everyone. Welcome today to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We're just so blessed to see all of you this morning. Hallelujah. On the second Sunday of December 2022. It's going to be Christmas in a minute, y'all. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a beautiful day here in St. Louis. It's cloudy, but it's still beautiful because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So Pastor Mom is sitting here, glory to God, and she's going to greet everyone and open us up in a word of prayer.
Good morning, everybody. Glad to see you all this morning.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and
forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those.
As we forgive us.
Those
who trespass against us,
and lead us
and
not,
lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and power and glory, forever. Amen.
Amen. Lord, thank you for being with us. And standing by us and holding us in the hollow
of thy hand.
Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we just praise God. Thank you. You're very strong this morning in the Lord, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Let's go to Psalm 100 on today.
Okay.
And read that. You know, when we do Psalm 100, then when we get to that, after we read the fifth verse, of Psalm 100, then we sing that together. So hopefully you all know the song by now. You can sing it with us. Amen. So let's read Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Let's read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Again, for the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all, and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. His mercy is everlasting. Glory to your name, Lord. And his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. He's so good. Hallelujah. He's so merciful. Hey, hallelujah. And his truth endures to us, our children, our children's children, our children's children's children. Hallelujah. His goodness and his mercy and his truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We bless your name. We bless your name. As we think about that, we just get all excited on the inside, knowing that you are so good. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, you are good. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on to Psalm 34. Verses 1 through 3, Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read that together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So those of you who have been with us know that this is our time for pearls to ponder. Hallelujah. And that the Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his name, his character, and his nature. And so we've been doing that in, I think it started around the first of this year that he, maybe later on in the year, but he began to give us his name, his character, his nature once a month so we could ponder on it. Amen. This is a great pearl to ponder on the Lord. Amen. So this month, the word is friend. So getting to know God, and God is revealing himself as our friend. Glory to God. And so last week we went to John chapter 15, verses 12 through 15. You know, no greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. And you can go ahead and go back and read that. We read it last week. And then we talked about Jesus not only being our friend, but he's our best friend forever. Hallelujah. He is our BFF, and there is none other. Hallelujah. He's our BFF, our best friend forever. And then as we know Jesus, in this friendship relationship, you know, we know him in a different way. Hallelujah. With the Father, you may tell the Father something, and you'll tell a friend more than you told the Father. If you have a mother, you may tell your friend more than you tell your mother. If you have a brother, you may even tell your brother or sister, you may even tell your friend, your friend, especially your BFF, your best friend forever, more than you would even tell a family member. And so that's the Lord wants us to know him as our friend. Amen. And so the scripture that we're looking at today is Proverbs 18:24, and it says, "One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." There's a friend who sticks closer than a brother, and we're talking about the Lord God Almighty. He is our friend. He is our BFF. Hallelujah. And amen. And that's something to really ponder on. Now, we usually have a song that goes with it. And so the song that we have today is by Israel Houghton, and it's called "You've Been a Friend," because he has been a friend to us. And whether we realize it or not, and I thank God that we, as we go through his names, his character, his nature, that we will become more and more aware that he has been all of this and even more.
You've heard us sing a lot about being a friend of God. Just one more song. Would you lift a hand and just say, "Lord, you've been a friend. I can testify about it. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for all.
What a friend we had in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear.
Hallelujah. He is our friend. Amen. And we want to just take that time and ponder on this, ponder that he is a friend. He is our friend. He's been our friend. And when we just stop for a moment and look back at everything that we've been through, we realize, yes, Lord, you've been a friend. Hallelujah. You've been a friend to me that sticks closer than a brother or any family member. You've been a friend. Amen. So ponder on that. Ponder on your BFF, your best friend forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for this pearl to ponder. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to our declaration. Amen. So good to see all of you on the line today. I sat here and I realized I didn't send out any text messages reminding people of the service today. And so many of you have showed up today. God bless you. God bless you all. Amen. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, with our declaration, we look at Job 22 and 28. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 40 and verse 8, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah, because he's our BFF. And the word of God stands forever. Hallelujah. And as we say these declarations together, we're going to be fully engaged when we say them, meaning you just, you know, you speak it out like you mean it. Say it like you mean it, because you do. Amen. And when we say it together, even though we're not hearing it, each other saying it together, but as we say it together, it has a greater impact. Because one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000, three will put 100,000 to flight, and four will put 1,000,000, and it's more than four of us. Glory to God. And so it's going to have a great impact in your life and in my life as we say it like we mean it and being engaged. Amen. So repeat this prayer after, repeat this declaration after me. No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper.
This is the heritage
of the Lord. Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am like a tree
that's planted
by the stream
of water.
Hallelujah. That's from Isaiah 54, verse 17, and Psalm 1 and verse 3. Hallelujah. It's something about these declarations. Oh, we've been saying them for a little while now, but I'm telling you, I'm feeling it this morning. Glory to God. I'm feeling it this morning. God is doing something. Hallelujah. He's establishing some things. He's turning some things around. He's moving some mountains. Glory to God as we say these declarations. Amen. Continue to repeat.
Christ
has redeemed me.
Has redeemed me.
From the curse, of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid any sickness, or disease,
to come
upon my body. Every disease,
germ,
allergy,
allergic reaction,
and every virus that touches my body,
dies instantly.
In the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue
of my body
functions
in the perfection
that God created it
to function.
And I forbid
any malfunction
in my body.
In the name of Jesus.
Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Let's continue on.
Great is the peace
of my children and my children's children. For they are taught
of the Lord.
That's Isaiah 54 and verse 13.
I have no lack.
For my God
meets all my needs.
According to his glorious riches,
in Christ Jesus.
That's from Philippians 4:19. Let's continue on. The Spirit of Truth comes to me.
Teaches me.
All things.
And he guides me.
Into all truth. Therefore,
I confess.
I have perfect knowledge
of every situation
and every circumstance
that I come
up again.
For I ask for the wisdom of God.
That's John 16:13 and James 1 and verse 5. Let's continue on. We got two more. The peace of God
that transcends
all understanding.
Guards my heart
and my mind
in Christ Jesus.
I think on things
that are true,
noble,
right,
pure,
lovely,
admirable,
excellent,
and praiseworthy. That's Philippians 4:7-8. Hallelujah. I had to say that even for myself today. Glory to God. The last one, God is with me now.
Who can be against me?
He has given me
everything.
I need
for life
and godliness.
Therefore,
I participate
in his divine
nature of love. Hallelujah. All that was for me today. Y'all just happen to be here. Amen. And we said it together. Glory to God. Amen. That's Romans 8:31, 2 Corinthians 6:16, John 10:10 and 2 Peter 1:3-4. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, there's been some things that have been going on. You know, weapons have been tried to be formed against me. I'm sure there's some things going on in other people's lives as well. But, hey, it will not prosper in the name of Jesus. There's some thoughts that's been trying to roll around in my head and trying to take sleep away from me. The blood of Jesus is against that right now. In Jesus' name, I'm thinking on those things that are lovely, that are kind, that have a good report, and trusting in the Lord, hallelujah, that all of these things that he's going to take care of. And, you know, as I was praying, and I'm really, you know, feeling some persecution right now. And it's you know, it's trying to get to me. And the Lord said, you know, when there's a scripture, I should have it pulled up, but the scripture that says that, you know, about getting houses and land now with persecution. And so he said to me, okay, you know, the house is coming. The persecution is here. You've done the other part of it. But, you know, now the persecution is trying to pop up. And so, you know, it says that you get it with persecution. Now, by no means am I going through the kind of persecution that people go through where they are being shot at and all of that kind of stuff. It hasn't been that. I haven't been shot at or anything like that. It hasn't been a life-threatening type situation. There has been, you know, some persecution. And, you know, I just, you know, I thank God for what he's doing. I thank God that he goes beyond, you know, the things that have been said. And even the things that I feel right now, God is God. Hallelujah. And I did pull up a scripture that says, yay, and all will live God, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So if anybody has that scripture that I was really looking for, text it to me, you know, let me know what that is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I was looking at my, to see if anybody had texted to me, but praise God. I just give him praise and glory, but that's what he said to me. He said that the house will come with persecution. And the persecution's not going to stay. Hallelujah. It's going to go. And the way that it goes first is in the spirit of our mind, that we don't let it have any way in our lives. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled, even with the persecution that's trying to be around. Let not your heart. So we can't. Maybe we can't stop it. Well, we said our declaration, so no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And then it's up to us to hold our peace, that none of that persecution will try to stay on us in any way, shape, or form in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, as we go into a little praise and worship here, this Friday, is Sister McDowell and her husband, Pastor McDowell's birthday. They're born on the same day. I don't know if they're born the same year, but they're born the same day, December the 16th. She's not with us today as far as I can see. But we want to hear her praise and worship the Lord. And we just want to give a shout out to the McDowells and say happy birthday to both of them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're just going to hear from Sister McDowell. In case you don't know who she is, she's the woman who sings, the anointed woman who sings, I am the church, you are the church. So she sings our introduction song every Sunday. Amen. Amen. So we're going to hear from her this morning.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You know, we must tell Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus alone. He can help us. He's our best friend. Hallelujah. Going back to our pearls to ponder, he is our friend. He is our best friend. We can tell him anything. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to, I found that scripture that I was looking for about persecution, and it's Mark 10, verse 29 and 30. And Jesus answered is Mark chapter 10, verse 29 and 30. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you that there is no man that has left house or brethren or sister or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution and in the world to come eternal life. Amen. So if anybody's perceiving, feeling, going through some persecutions right now, and you've done what God has told you to do, glory to God, hallelujah, and you ready to receive your 100-fold now in this time, along with houses, brethren, sisters, and mothers, and children, and land, hallelujah. So if you're seeing persecution, just say, well, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The house is here. Hallelujah. The land is here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My brethren, my sisters, my mother, my children, all of them here with the persecution. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to stop in the middle of everything right now because I see someone on the line I have not seen in a long time. I'm happy for everybody who's on the line. This young lady, though, I have not seen her in a very, very long time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm trying to see if she's still here. Amen. Amen. Yes, I see you. I see you, Miss Annie, Miss Andromina. Praise God. She was here with us in the Heritage House for a long time. And now she's over in Illinois now. Amen. Miss Annie, I'm going to open up your line for a moment just to greet you.
Yeah,
hi, Miss Annie.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, ma'am.
Well, I'm
how
over
you
here
doing?
In O'Fallon, Illinois.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
but
ma'am.
You don't
good
my man. And God love us both. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. You sound strong. Good to hear you today.
Well, all you got to do is have it. Well, you got to know the word. You can't fight the devil with a dove. Dove won't get it. You know,
that's right.
I'm just telling you, you better have it in you. You can't have no empty bucket and try to pour some water out. You got a problem.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
I hear
and
you.
I want to say,
God bless everybody. That's right. Call
me by name. Can you hear me? Happy belated birthday. We know that you turned
89 last week.
Hallelujah. Happy birthday to you. Belated
happy
birthday. Praise
it was
God.
November
9 years young.
Girl, if the Lord don't wake you up, you don't get up. And when he wakes you up, I dare you to praise him. I know that's right.
The way it should be.
Praise
and
him.
Still,
and don't be, you know, you can't be, not to have a secret. You ain't got no secret fighting with the devil. We in spiritual warfare, and you better know the word. And you better please God over in Proverbs. He make your enemies be at peace with you. You don't know who all your enemies are. Some people just smiling with you, shaking your hand, and all that and other. But the Spirit of the Lord will give you discernment.
Yes, ma'am.
You ain't in this warfare to kill somebody. You in this warfare to win for Jesus. Souls, it's about souls. We want people to be able to see and hear Jesus in us. So Jesus knows, and he's my friend. If he wasn't my friend, I'd be in trouble. But
yes,
I am in trouble, but I don't know it. But how's mama?
She's sitting right here listening to you and smiling.
See, I ain't got my declaration because I got all, you took all the stuff out the house. But
that's okay.
God is a spirit. And you got to know you ain't. Thank
yes,
you for
ma'am.
The Holy Ghost. That's what I'm thinking about. Because you can't see the Holy Ghost, but you can see the Holy Ghost put me, lay me down and sleep and wake me up and I get up and praise him and have myself some time.
Hallelujah.
But,
amen. Thank you, Miss
okay.
Annie, for preaching this morning.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
The lady brought me a pretty Christmas gift from downstairs. Because I'll tell you when I see you. I'll hear you later.
Okay.
But I'm
all right.
To wait on downstairs. Preach, y'all.
All right.
You preach.
Amen. Pastor Mom's going to be speaking today. Amen. In just a little bit. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about giving first. But thank you, Miss Annie. It was so good to hear your voice. Give you a moment to get a little preach on because you're going to preach whenever you get a chance. So, and hey, we thank God for that. Somebody who's 89 years young. Still loving on the Lord, still got them preaching their heart. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for Miss Annie. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And now we're going to go on to our prayer for our finances. Hallelujah. And I don't know. I think maybe we were kind of practicing before praying for our finances. If we were practicing, we got to be right in it now. We practiced, we rehearsed it, and now this thing is real right now, that we need prayer for our finances right here. And right now, glory to God, when we see the prices of things, we see, you know, what's going on, all around and about us financially, we know that we need to pray and continue to commit and dedicate our finances to the Lord. Amen. So let's pray this prayer together because there's power as we pray together. Amen. So repeat after me, Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them. And use them
for your purpose.
Help me
to remember
that all I have
belongs to you.
And to be grateful for you. I pray that I will find it easy,
to give to you
and to others
as you have instructed
in your word. Give me wisdom
to handle money
wisely.
I pray
that I will find
the perfect balance
between spending needlessly
and being miserly.
May I always
be paid well
for the work I do
and what I do.
And may my money,
and may my money
not be stolen,
not be stolen,
lost,
devoured,
destroyed, or wasted,
and wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I have,
and what I make,
will go a long
way. I pray that I will not,
be anxious
about finances,
but
will seek your kingdom first. Knowing that as I do, I will have all
I need.
And now, Lord,
as
I sow my blessing seed,
I remember
that it's harvest time.
By faith,
I call all my needs, fully supplied
and
met.
My God
is the God
of
more than enough.
He is
my very own father.
My very own friend.
And I am his child.
And his friend.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now you can give to the East St. Louis. You know what? I just thought about something too. There's a new thing out. It's new to me, where it keeps you from losing your wallet, keeps you from losing your money. And so it's this little wallet that has an electronic device on it that connects with your cell phone. And so if you ever put that thing down and you can't find your money, so your money will not be lost, you can go on your phone into the app that's connected with that wallet and find out where your wallet is. Well, I think that's like nice. That's a good idea. But for those of us who don't have that, we thank God that our money will not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I just had to say that. Now, there's three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have the Cash App, and our Cash App is $ESLCCC. That's $ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can also give at the door if you're here in the Heritage House, which Miss Annie did many times when she was living here, and we're at 2E. And then you can also mail it and make your check payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Hallelujah. And let's pray over our giving. Father God, we bless your name. We honor you. We adore you, Lord God. You are the Holy One, the Glorious One. You are the true and living One. And we thank you, Lord Father God, right now as we thank you for those who tithe. Hallelujah. According to Malachi chapter 3, you said, try you on it, test you on it, and see, won't you open the windows of heaven to pour us out a blessing that would be too much for us to receive. Then on top of that, you said you would rebuke the devourer for our sake, so that our money will not be lost, it won't be stolen, it won't be destroyed, wasted, or devoured in any way, shape, or form. And so we thank you for doing that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And now those who are giving offerings, in Luke 6:38, it says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms. Hallelujah. And so we thank you, Lord God, that as we give today, as we give offerings today on top of the tithe, hallelujah, that there are people who will, we may not even know them, but you will send them to give to us, hallelujah. So our giving is not a subtraction, but our giving is an exponential multiplication that's coming back to us from all kinds of directions. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11, and that says that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. So we give you praise for it. We give you glory for it. Even now, in Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for all that he's doing. And he always provides seed to the sower. Praise God. I talked to someone and the Lord told her to give all that she had. Now, that's something you don't hear very often. I don't know that I've heard that from the Lord, to say give everything I had except my life. She had gotten some money in, and so she gave it, and she was feeling like, did I do the right thing? And I said, if God told you to do it, you did the right thing. Praise God. If God told you to do it, you did the right thing. And so we have to be very aware of God and what he's telling us to do. And he always provides seed to the sower and bread to the eater. He always provides that. And so we don't, if we give and it seems like, it looked like the brook dried up for a moment, he'll give it to you. He will. He will give it back to us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. He always gives more than we do. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's go on into the word today. Praise God. I was going to play a song before Pastor Mom preached today or bring the word today. And so she wants to sing. I love it when she sings. Amen. So this is Pastor Mom is a senior pastor of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. She is 90 years young, glory to God. She loves the Lord with all her heart, her soul, her mind, and her strength. Hallelujah. And the people have said, well, you know, you're 90, you ought to just, well, they said it earlier than 90. Go ahead, let somebody else do this. And she said, well, the Lord didn't tell me that. Amen. So she's going to stay with us doing what she does so well. Amen. As long as the Lord tells her to do it. And that's a blessing. Now, this scripture, Psalm 119:11 says, the word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And that's what Pastor Mom has done. She has hidden God's word in her heart. And we're going to hear today the words that God has hid in her heart. Hallelujah. So without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all our senior pastor, Pastor Mom, Pastor Willie B. McCoy. Hallelujah. Welcome, Pastor Mom. Amen. You going to start singing or are you going to greet everybody first?
I'll greet everybody first. Thank you for being here with me today. All right. Then I'll start singing.
Amen.
You've given Lord in the service. Draw me nearer every day, for I'm willing, Lord, to run on all the way. All the way, Lord, all the way, Lord. I'm willing
surround all the way.
Hallelujah. All the way, Lord.
All the way, Lord.
Yes, yes. All the way. Mm. Hallelujah. Now, you done made it to 90 all the way.
Yes, Lord.
And still willing to be used by the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Well, I'll go down your list here. Philippians 4:13. I can do all
good things
through
Christ who
strengthens
me.
Amen, amen. And then 9-13. Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us
our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us
from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and power and glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I want to say again, all of these scriptures, Pastor Mom has hidden in our heart over the years. When it comes to reading now, sometimes the words try to jump around the page while she's trying to read, and the blood of Jesus is over that. And so these are the words of God that she has hidden in her heart. Hallelujah. The words that stand forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
He maketh me
to lie down in the green pasture.
He leadeth me
beside the still waters.
He restores
my soul.
He leads me
in the path of righteousness.
For his name's sake. Yea,
though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff that come from me.
Thou prepare
a table for me in the presence of my enemies.
Thou anoint
my head with oil.
My cup
runs over.
Surely
goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I will dwell
in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That was good, Pastor Mom. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Psalm 27 and verse 1. The Lord is my light.
The Lord is my light and my
salvation.
Whom shall I fear?
The Lord
is the strength
of my life.
Of whom shall I be afraid?
Afraid. Amen. Psalm 103 and verse 1. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all
that is within me.
Bless his
holy name.
Amen. Amen. Your favorite scripture, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6.
Trust in the Lord.
With all
my heart.
And lean not.
To your own understanding.
In all your ways.
Your ways and knowledge him.
And he shall
direct
your path. Amen. Amen. And then John 14 and verse 6, I am the way. The truth.
And the life.
No man
comes
to the Father.
Huh.
No man.
No man.
Comes to the Father.
Come to the Father.
But
by me.
Amen. Amen. And then Psalm 118:24. This is the day.
This is the day.
That the Lord
has made.
We will. Rejoice. And. Be. Glad.
In it.
Right. Right. Amen. Let's go to John 3:16. For God
so loved the world
that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And then Romans 10:9 says, If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Oh, thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mom. We thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we want to encourage those that are here today, amen, to just begin to memorize the word of God, to hide the word of God in your heart, meditate on the word of God, hallelujah, as Pastor Mom has been doing through the years, amen. And if you're listening right now and you don't know for sure that you are saved, that you are born again, you are at the right place at the right time, right now. Hallelujah. Because the scripture that Pastor Mom said was, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So God loves you, and he loves you with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. He's got a whole lot of love waiting on you right now for you to just walk right into. Amen. And then he tells us in Romans 10:9, what he says is, if you confess with your mouth, and that's saying a prayer, confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer, the Lord Jesus, and believing in your heart, you have to believe. Make a choice that you believe. Hallelujah. And why do you have to make a choice? Because none of us was here 2,000 years ago. Those people who were there 2,000 years, some of them got to see the signs, the wonders, the miracles. They got to see Jesus. But we didn't get to see him, and we have to make a choice. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, blessed are those who believe and have not seen. Amen. So you're going to be blessed for believing and making a choice to believe, even though you did not see everything that Jesus did. So when we pray this prayer together, and you pray it with all your heart, you shall be saved right here, right now, today on December 11th, 2022. And whenever you say this prayer, if you run across this in the archives, and you hung with us this long, when you say this prayer, whatever day, whatever time it is, you shall be saved. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus. I believe. You died for me. And that God raised you.
From the dead.
Forgive me.
Of all.
My sins.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord. be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
And help me to follow.
And now I know.
And now you know.
That I'm saved.
That I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
And heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
And dear heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And we want to pray for you right now. We just thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for those who prayed the prayer of salvation for the first time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for their salvation. We thank you, Lord, that they are a child of God right here and right now. They will begin to hide the word in their hearts. Memorize the word of God. Roll the word of God around in their hearts as their mom has been doing all these years. Thank you for that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, that you fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to do right, power to think right, power to talk right. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And power to even pray in their prayer language in other tongues in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and we give you glory for them right now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Hallelujah. And so we want to invite you, amen, if you just got saved or even if you've been saved for a while and you're not going to a church right now, we invite you to go to a Bible-believing church and learn more about the Lord Jesus Christ and to grow in him. We're doing that here at the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, where God has designed this family of broadcasts so that we all can learn and grow together. Hallelujah. So you can call this number, 516-418-5699, hallelujah, and be able to listen to these broadcasts as they're airing. Also, if you miss it, you haven't really missed it, you can also go into our podcast, which is our archives. We record these broadcasts in their entirety. And so all you need to do is Google Get 'Em Radio. Just go on Google or any search engine and put in Get 'Em Radio, G-I-T-M space radio. And when you do that, you'll be able to find all of our over 1,300 podcasts. I think we're up to 1,350 at this point. But I know it's over 1,300 podcasts that we have out there, and you can listen any time of the day or night, 24 hours a day. Hallelujah. You can help yourself. Amen. And so we want to invite you to be a part of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. We meet every Sunday. This is the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and we meet on Sundays at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Now, next week, for the next 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about Jesus and Christmas for the next 2 weeks. Now, next week, we're going to talk about the baby Jesus in maybe in a different way than you've heard him talked about before. So the Lord has given us a word for next week, and I'll be preaching next week for the next 2 weeks and even on Christmas Day. And I know a lot of people are doing things on Christmas Day. When we meet on Christmas Day, we'll probably meet for about an hour at the most on that day. Amen. So come in and we'll just come together. We'll worship and we'll praise the Lord. And we'll go on and spend the day with our families and loving on them. Amen. So that's what we'll be doing on Christmas Day. Hallelujah. And then on Mondays, we have our Bible teaching. And that's with our Dr. Lorraine Navarro out of Ohio. And she digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God. That's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Amen. Then on Tuesdays, that's our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where four people volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time, and then we have interpretation of tongues. And I'm telling you, we've been doing it for almost 3 years now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord has taken us to another level, another dimension in Him. Hallelujah. With these interpretations that are just prophecies, prophetic words from the Lord. So please join us and be blessed on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesdays, the second Wednesday of the month, and we're already, this Wednesday, we're already there. This Wednesday is the second Wednesday of the month. We have our healing service. Hallelujah. Amen. Our healing service this Wednesday, Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Tell your family, tell your friends, you need special prayer, show up, because the healing's going to be there. God, the healer, hallelujah, is going to be there. He always meets us there. This year, there have been 70 healings throughout the year, and we've had 11 services this year. This is our last one, and we're looking for God to just do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask, think, or imagine. We're looking for wonderful, marvelous, miraculous healing on this Wednesday. And our co-host will be there, Lord willing, glory to God, our co-host, Elder Philip Hawkey, and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey. So we're looking forward to them. Now, then on Thursdays, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And on we've been doing Entrepreneur Month all this month. Hallelujah. It's just been just really wonderful, just really sweet. The first, we started with Camilla J, who had all of these beautiful outfits. Amen. And she had really good discounts on a flash sale. So they were 50% off on this flash sale. Then, and that was just for that day. Then last week we had Minister Jackie O. And she's an artist. And so she has done Christmas cards with her artwork. And we began to think, wow, what a deal we're getting. We're getting this original artwork on Christmas cards for such a low amount. It was just a blessing. And they come up with discounts and give you extras, freebies, and things like that. So join us. Now, this week, we're having Minister Kiva, Minister Kiva Renee, who will be doing Mary Kay. Now, it might have been a long time since you've had some Mary Kay. I think a lot of us stopped wearing makeup during the pandemic, and it's so good to have some good lipstick on again, the Lord, even under the mask. So Mary Kay, she's going to talk to us about that, and she's going to give us some discounts. Glory to God. So give us a call, amen, on this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And these are all Christian entrepreneurs, amen. And so you're sowing into them, you're sowing into their ministries as well. Praise God. So that's kind of our announcements, and we're going to open the lines now. If anyone wants to make any comments, you have any questions, any prayer requests, you want to encourage our dear Pastor Mom, amen, press your number one key. Praise God, and we will open up the line. I'm checking my text to see if anyone has texted us at this point. The number one key is working. I don't see anybody with their number one key pressed at this time. Okay, I see a few people now. Praise God, because, you know, sometimes this number one key, it gets finicky. It doesn't do anything. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I see your number one key pressed. Minister Rachel and then Pastor Price. Praise God. Anybody else, you can press your number one key. We'll open up the line for you. Minister Rachel and family, welcome.
Hi. Can you hear us? Hi.
Yes, absolutely. Hi.
We love you, and we thank God for the encouragement and how he used you on today. I know I've been multitasking, cooking my big Christmas meal that we're celebrating today.
Yay!
Yay! Amen. Good, good. I know it's going to be a good meal.
Yeah, God bless you with the perfect turkey to fit in my tiny little oven, and he also blessed me to make a stuffing, baked macaroni and cheese, stewed greens. You know, I'm making just nice little steamed vegetables and cakes.
Wow.
Yeah, so praise
glory. God.
And all in these little ovens. All in the, I just thank God because our big oven has been broke for a while. So our little kitchen stuff, he has been anointing it to cook good food. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord
and
God. Amen.
That
sounds like another cookbook, Minister Rachel.
Cooking with that.
That's
a
whole
other one that we already have. You have, and God bless me. He's been blessing me to cook with whatever I have. That's the name of it anyway. I have it. The book itself is done. It's just that I didn't add the other stuff to it, like what I'm doing now and the appliances that I'm allowed to only use in this season.
Yes, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you. Yeah, we thank God for you that you could have done any kind of thing, but you you know, looked at the Lord and you knew that you could work with whatever you have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
for
you,
him
Lord.
Be all the glory.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Well, thanks for your comments today. Amen. And you all have a blessed day.
You too. May God
Hallelujah.
Keep you and Pastor Mom and Aunt Helen, everyone safe and strengthened in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
May he in Jesus' name and healed and encouraged in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. Love you.
Love you too.
Amen.
Oh, and
okay. Wait. Hold on, I'm back to you.
Oh, it's going to say Merry Christmas. Say it, everybody.
Hey,
Merry Christmas.
Amen. Thank you all. Love you. And then Minister Carrie, we see you. Praise God. Anyone else, press your number one key. Pastor Price, welcome.
Oh, glory to God. Good morning, and God me good afternoon now. God bless you, Apostle and Pastor Mom. And before I go into anything else, I want to thank God for Minister Rachel and for all of her family. I love when they said, Happy Christmas. Glory to God. My voice sounds a little bit heavy because I hadn't been doing any talking yet, but glory to God. It was so good to hear Miss Annie on this morning. God bless.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to hear her voice. And so I send out much love to each one of you all today. Glory to God. I wanted to thank God this morning, Pastor Mom, for you opening up strong in prayer this morning. It was so good to hear your voice. in the name of Jesus. And I just give glory to God for you, Pastor Mom. And when you were telling us good morning, and I always say good morning right back to you. Glory to God. And was good. Hallelujah. And Apostle, I thank God for the whole service today. Thank God for the pearl to ponder, this pearl to ponder for December. That God is our friend. He's our BFF, you said. Glory to God.
Yes.
And look like whenever this morning, I heard you say it last week, but then, you know, they often say you have to hear things more than once for it to sink down. You know, we know God. We've been, you know, God has been so telling us about his character and nature. And you said that he's different than even what we would, how we would relate to our father. How would we relate to our mother? How we relate to our sisters and brothers? There's when you have a friend and you can talk with your friend about things that you might not say to your father and mother. That really blessed my heart. And I just thank God. One of my Jesus, of course, is my BFF, best friend forever. And I've been friends with Minister Treva for over 40-something years. And there are things that me and her will talk about when we do talk. We can talk about things that maybe I might not say to anybody else. So I just thank God for Jesus, but Jesus is our primary best friend forever, that we can really just talk to him like no other. So that stood out to me today, Apostle, that he's different. And then you talked about then the word, when you said about an unreliable friend, and that Proverbs 18:24, but Jesus is a friend that sticks closer to us than a brother. And as much as I listened to Israel Horton, I had not heard that particular song that you've been a friend. You know, I love Israel Horton's music, but I've not heard that. I said, I got to look that one up. Glory to God. And then, Mom, Pastor Mom, I thank God for you and the word that God used you when you sang, use me, Lord, in your service. And then you went on to share Philippians 4:13. And then Matthew 6, I love to hear you say the Lord's Prayer. And then you went on to Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. And Psalms 27:1, one of our favorites, Mama, that the Lord is our light and our salvation. And then you went on to Psalm 103. I love to hear you bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless your holy name. And then your favorite scripture has become our favorite scripture in Proverbs 3, Mom, and verse 5 and 6, that we're to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. And this part really is when there are people, Mama, who say that some people get mad because they say that we shouldn't pray about every little thing, or we shouldn't pray about those. But we've been taught through the ministry that God has in you that we're to acknowledge God in all of our ways, not just some of our ways, in all of our ways, and he would direct our path. And then you went on to John 3:16, and you know I love to hear you say John 3:16, for God so loved the world. So I thank God for the ministry through you, Pastor Mom, and I thank God for continuing to use you in his service. And then I want to thank God, Apostle, as I close off, I'm looking forward to the next 2 weeks, Lord willing, and you ministering on Jesus and Christmas. Glory to God. And what a wonderful thing that we can have some time together, even though I'm in another state than Mom is, that we're here with you and Pastor Mom. We have the blessed privilege on Christmas morning, Lord willing, to be able to have to be in service with one another. So I just want to tell you, I thank God for today. Amen. I thank God for you, Apostle, Pastor Mom. I thank God for your ministry today. And I thank God for all of the precious saints in their respective places. Love you both. And y'all have a blessed day now. All right. Going back on you. God bless.
Thank you, Pastor Price. Praise God. Hallelujah. It was something I was going to say, but it'll come back to me later on, and I'll tell you. But thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. We are encouraged over here. Praise God. Amen. Minister Carey, hallelujah. Good to see you on today. Welcome.
Good morning. I wanted to say good morning to everyone, and I'm so glad to be here today. And to Pastor Mom and you, Apostle Kizzy, and everyone, I just thank God for being here today. And thank you, Mom, for sharing the word with us today. It's so encouraged. I'm so encouraged to how you just kept, you're willing to share it with us. And it's so encouraged that even in our old age, as I get older, that I will be able to share the word too, because you're teaching us how to do it. So, and I just thank God for you again. I thank you, Pastor Kizzy, Pastor Kizzy, and Pastor Price, and just all the saints, everyone in their respective places. I just thank you for the peace of God, the joy of the Lord, even in our hearts, as you share the word with us. And that we know that he's with us and he is our friend. And he'll never leave us or forsake us. And guide us through every place that we walk through. He's always there with us. Even when we forget, he has someone like you, Pastor Mom, and others to come and encourage us and lift us up when our arms are down. Like they did, I can't remember all of it, but when they lift, what was it? The arms of Moses up, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that you come in and you lift us up at that time and that encourage us to keep going. Don't give up, you know, because sometimes you do, you know, you get down, but then that's where he's given us his word that we can share with each other to encourage each other's heart at that time to keep on coming and keep on moving. So, again, I just praise the Lord for each and every one in Jesus' name today and the blessings to everyone. This is the time of year. Let me stop talking. This is the time of year that we just glorify our Lord and just worship him and lift our arms up. We do it all year long, but this is the time that more things come into focus when we think of his goodness and his mercy. His compassion for us. And I just praise the Lord with everyone today. And just thank you again. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Carey. Praise God. As you were talking, I was thinking of a young lady. She's not a young lady. She's a young senior here in our building. And telling me that her mom passed away when her mom was 52 years old. And, you know, she was younger. And in her family, she never knew anybody who was over 52 years old in her family. They all, you know, passed away before that time. And so she said for her to live in this building has been such a blessing to her because she sees people who are in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, and even 100. You know, she can see that here in this building, and it encourages her. And she knows that God can still use people at an older age. And so that I'd never thought about that before. You know, we've been blessed to be able to see family members go into their 90s. You know, my grandmother and my grandfather were in their 90s when they passed away. And so that's been a blessing. And so even to, like you said, to have Pastor Mom to bring the word in her 90s, that's a beautiful thing. Amen. And so I know, you know, as we wanted to keep doing it, because earlier, you know, she was, you know, preaching more, and she's still preaching, you know, with the word and letting the word speak for itself. And but earlier she was doing more sermons. And I said, you know, I may go back and get some of those old sermons that she did and bring them up, you know, and let us hear some of those as well. Amen. But right now, this is really blessing me too, for her to let the word speak for itself. Amen. The word that she has hidden in her heart. So thank you for your comment, Minister Carrie. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Amen. All right. I don't see any other number one keys pressed. Praise the Lord. We've gone into our salvation message. We've talked about Get 'Em Radio. And so we're going to just simply get ready to close out in prayer. Praise God. Pastor Mom, do you want to, make any comments? I made a few comments here. Did you want to say anything, or you just want to just close us out? Any closing remarks? That'd be great.
Yeah, I just close out, and like everything that went on this week, and get it on in Jesus' name.
Amen. And thank everybody for those wonderful comments they made about you.
Yeah, right? Man. And that's what it is.
Amen. May the Lord
walk between me and you while we ask the one from another.
In Jesus' name, amen. That's another one of her scriptures, and that one was Genesis 31 and verse 49. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So God bless you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all.